So we're doing here is a really interesting Ramban on, I guess, Achshavei. It's the problem that Tosas dealt with. Okay. Where's the Tosas that it was, actually? Yeah, it's taking the same problem of Tosas, Elam of Yosef. Okay. So basically the thing is like this, is that our whole mission is trying to figure out why it is that you, why are you chayav by putting in the guy's hand? Because why don't you say that's not anacha? Because it's not a makom, it's not dalad dalad. In order for the dalad, in order to be a makom, you need dalad dalad. And in order for it to be a real anacha, you need the makom, which is through dalad dalad. So how does the hand work? Okay, that was a big problem in our Gemara. Okay, for a while. Okay, now the problem is, the question is that there's a halacha of achshavei, which means, for instance, if you throw food into a dog's mouth, you're feeding it, even though the mouth isn't dalad al dalad, but since you are being machshev the makom, you're making this the makom of the food, you want the food to be in his mouth, that's where you want it, nowhere else. So therefore it's like you render it a holder of the food. And therefore it makes it, through your machshava, you could render it a makom of the object. And it's kedalad al dalad. Machshav to mashalei makom dalad. Okay, that's a phenomenon, fact. Okay, it's a kevesel and gemaras. Okay. Two Gemaras, right? And it's Adi Zion. I don't know, it's Zion, Adi Tess and Erevin. Tess and Erevin, essentially. Okay. So the problem is, that given that that works, that your Machshava can make a Makom, a place, something less Dalal into a Makom, so you say simple. Your hand isn't Dalal, it's true, but you're putting it in the guy's hand. So you're putting it in the guy's hand, so should you Machshava? You may Machshava the hand, and therefore it should be defining it as a Makom, just like the mouth of the dog. Okay. That's the problem. So basically, Tosas answered an idea that there's different Achshavei. Achshavei means when you want this to be the holder of the thing and nowhere else. So you're really rendering it the holder. But in the hand, he says, you don't really care. It's not true. I mean, really, if the guy were holding a basket, that would also be fine. It just happens to be he wanted to get across the Rishos, and practically, that's the only way to get it across. So that's not Achshavei. He says, Achshavei is when you're really rendering this makom to the exclusion of any other makom, the location of the object, like the dog, the mouth of the dog. You don't want to, it's not going to help you if that food is anywhere else but there. So that's really making, that is the makom of the object. But the hand isn't considered actually. Okay, that was a Tosas then. But the Ramban doesn't like it. Okay, he had his questions, but let's leave those out, okay? Let's just get to the Ramban. So Ramban has another answer, okay? Another answer. So he says, Vani Omer, so I guess this is the Ramban on Hey Amar Aleph. It's a new Rasli Yadar Shalom Chushul Agadal Adal. But he quotes those and he attacks it. But now V'ani Omer. Okay? V'ani Omer She'en Iker Kushyoson Kushya Klal. He says, really, I think there's no Kash altogether. She'en Omrim B'machsheves HaMalacha Atzma. You don't say that the Machshava of the Malacha itself Shetehe Machshava Ose Ose Malacha.
B'machshavas,
what do you have? Well, they have malachas in the little parentheses, and then they change it to brackets to the b'machshavas. I think it makes sense. Malachas hamalacha atzma is a little funny, right?
Yeah.
Malachas hamalacha atzma. They change the b'machshavas hamalacha atzma. Should the hey machshava osa osa malacha. You don't say the machshava of the malacha itself will make it into a malacha. It's not clear what he means yet, but I think it will be with time. I think it'll be clear what he's talking about. He says because, and this is the problem. This is his line because you're being mechashev to put it down in his hand, but you're not putting it down because that's not a makom. As he says, who cares that I'm playing? I want to put it down there, but it's not a makom. So I want to be doing anacha. It's very nice. I think I'm doing anacha. I feel like I'm doing anacha. Whatever it is. But bottom line is, it's not dalad dalad. And how do I make it into, it's not anacha. In your anacha has to be dalad dalad, and if that dalad dalad, it's not anacha. So who cares what I'm thinking? How does thinking work altogether? He's saying that's the premise of the question. Remember the question? You put it in his hand, you're thinking, you consider it, you're thinking like it's a makom, so therefore, but it doesn't work that way. Aye, the promise of what is machshavei. But I mean, that's what he's saying. The starting point is, you don't just say, because I want to do anacha here, therefore that's anacha. But it's as you want to, but it's not anacha. Anacha is, has criteria. The criteria for anacha is zini dalal dalal. Okay? So, of course, the question is, what is achshavei? in your cases in the, by the dog, all those cases, you do have achshuva. I'm liquor the rakachu. Okay, so this is how it goes. Kishadam mechashiv lamalacha. Also, when a person is thinking about a malacha, okay, here he's using the word malacha in a broad sense of the term. He doesn't mean malacha Shabbos. When a person intends to do a job, and he does it, kigon zorak b'fikelav. Okay, throwing it to the dog's mouth. Shum miskavin lachilo. He's intending to feed him the lamachilo, and he's feeding him. Okay. Osaha achila mashviya piv shalkelav makom. That feeding renders the dog's mouth into a makom. Okay. V'chein streifas pi kivsham. When you also throw it into an oven. Lefisha hanacha zu chashuvalo. This hanacha is chashuv to him. Lefikava naso. Yosem makom acher. He wants this makom, this hanacha, more than anywhere else. V'derach hanacha zu bekach, and this is the way that you do hanacha. V'chein hashtanas hashtein v'yirikas harok. Also, when you urinate or you spit, shehu miskaven lenakos atzmo mehem. Also, he intends to clean himself out of these the urine or the spit, and that's exactly what he's doing. Okay, here's a line: umigudahavye malacha lekach. Since it's a malacha vis-a-vis feeding, throwing the thing into the oven, cleaning yourself out of your urine or your spit. Havya malacha lein yishabas. So since they're malacha in the framework of these things, they're also malacha vis-a-vis Shabbos. Shezu malachas machshabas. Because this is malachas machshabas. Aval. Im daito lahaniach amakum she'im v'odal. But if you just intend to place it, you know, intending to feed, to cook, to urine, to whatever. You're just planning on placing it on a makom, which isn't dalid. How are you going to make that malacha into malacha gemura? All you intend to do is to put it there. But that's not anacha. You're planning on putting it there, but putting it there isn't anacha because it's not a makom dalid. So it turns out you didn't really have kavanah for anacha. Because you have kavanah for that, and that's not halacha. Ukashem she'en halacha sa malacha. So just like your halacha isn't a malacha, because it's not the halacha, kach machshavah in halacha. Your intent is to do that thing which isn't a malacha. Okay? As opposed to where your intent is to feed a dog, which is a malacha, and since it's a malacha, again, malacha means job or something like that, since it's a job vis-a-vis dog feeding, it's also a job, a malacha vis-a-vis Shabbos. But again, in this case, you intend to put it down. You're not intending to do anything besides put it down over there. But that's not anything. That's nothing. So what do you say? Because I intend to do it? Still not anything. You're just intending to do nothing. So you can't make a nothing, a something out of a nothing. But you could make something which is relevant vis-a-vis something, some other area, you can make relevant vis-a-vis Shabbos because of this Migu idea. Okay, let's go a little further. He's going to prove it. But in his proof, he talks a little more. Okay. Teda. The Amrin and Haslam Bishil Yazorik Abihaditna Mikrisus Im Hoysa Shabbos Yotzio Chayim. So it's talking about if it's Shabbos and you're eating something while you're crossing the border. You're walking across the border while you're eating. So that's a Chayiv Chayiv. That's another Chayiv for Hotzah. V'amai V'hayin Der Hotzah B'kach Kolomar B'piv Who carries in their mouth. So Gemara says Ela Machshav To Mashu Le'makom. It says your Machshava makes your mouth into a makom. If you're going to tell me that whenever it's chashiv to me, it's considered machshava and it makes it into a makom, so how could it be if you carry in your mouth your potter? It says, halacha is open. If you carry in your mouth, you're not chayiv. I think it might be an animal, I'm not really sure. But as you're carrying in your mouth is not considered. But why not just say, oh, your mouth is chashav? Says, and he'll explain it. If you have like something in your ear or on your neck, say that your machshava makes these into hotzah. But you don't say that. Even though that's the way you're carrying whatever, it doesn't matter. L-Y, el-shma mina, dishani miskavi la'achila v'ochel. It only, it's not just carrying in your mouth because your mouth is a chash of a makom. Your mouth isn't. It's not dal dalet. But it's talking about the case where you're eating. You're eating. That's the case. It's not just carrying in your mouth. It's where you're eating. You're doing an action of eating. Okay? You're intending to eat and you eat. D'migu d'mahani machshavta la'achila. Since your machshava works for the eating, nani nami le'isr shabbos ishtav yamalacha. So it will also work to, for malacha shabbos to make it into a malacha. The derech malacha zibukah, because that's how you do the malacha. Masha'in lomar kain b'machashiv l'malacha atzma v'lo da'or. You can't say that if you're intending to do carrying in your mouth, you're intending to carry, then but you're not carrying, because it's not a makom. So it has to be you're intending for something else, and that then somehow switches over. But if you're intending for the malacha itself, it's not going to help you. Shem ain't a malacha, because if it's not a malacha, hay lo chishiv l'klom, you're not intending to do anything. If it's not malacha, the carrying, so then what do you say? You're intending to carry, but it's you're intending to do nothing. So it has to be you're intending to do something else, and then you have this migu that it's considered a malacha for the other thing, so now it somehow extends, gets a din malacha vis-a-vis shams.
Is it considered a malacha? Kinnerly.
And this is funny. First, at one line, he said that therefore it's a makom, and then he sort of just ignored the, like the word makom appeared one time in this whole thing. And then he's talking about all this malacha, 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 machshavas, malacha. He ignored it. Like, I don't know, it's funny. It's funny how he went away from that. Sounded like makom, because that seemed to be the point, but he just never mentioned it anymore. So I don't know. I mean, go figure. That's part of the question, I guess. Like, is this a din of makom that you're trying to accomplish here? Or is it just a din of malacha you're trying to accomplish here? Oh, no, so he's saying in Yad, what are you intending to do? You're just intending to put it in the guy's hand. So it's very nice, but his hand isn't dal, his hand isn't the makom, so you're basically, you have full intention to do nothing. It's nothing, and you're intending to do nothing. So therefore, how is that going to be? Ma'ashrei means where you're intending to do a different action, feeding a dog, and since it's considered significant in the framework of feeding a dog, so therefore we say, for Shabbos it's also significant. But here you're intending to put it in his hand, but well, that's not significant, put it in his hand. The significance of putting in his hand is measured by is it dollar dollar or is it not dollar dollar? And it's not dollar dollar. So now what do you think? You're thinking to put it in his hand? But you can't think more than the thing itself has. It has to be where there's like another activity involved, like getting, like cleaning yourself out from your spit or your urine, or feeding a dog, or cooking, throwing a thing into an oven. That's already like, those are other significant frameworks. And it's saying since it's significant vis-a-vis those frameworks, so we throw it into Shabbos also. Throw it into Shabbos also. All right, that's what he's saying. What are the problems in the Ramban? This is one of the problems. And that's for a good question. What does that have to do? Just because it's chashev in some other framework, which we don't even know what that framework is. I mean, what kind of halachic framework is that? I mean, what do you just think? Is it chashev because you're feeding your dog? But what is the fact that it's chashev in some other framework have to do with Malacha Shabbos? Malacha Shabbos is talking about Hotzah. And Hotzah needs a makom dalal dalal. Now it's not a makom dalal dalal. And he's saying, oh, well, yeah, but you're feeding your dog, aren't you? Yeah, okay, but what does that have to do with Hotzah? Oh, yeah, especially, what he's saying is that what's chashev over there? Achila? Let's say you're carrying your mouth, you're eating. So he's saying, since it's considered eating, therefore, yeah, but the malacha here isn't eating, the malacha is carrying. Now over there, the carrying isn't what you're interested in. Are you putting in the dog? Carrying isn't what you're interested in. Hotzah isn't what you're interested in. You're interested in, what's the malacha there? Feeding your dog, not Hotzah. What's the malacha there, you know? Cooking, and not Hotzah. Hotzah is a different thing. So how does the fact that it's considered significant in that framework, that's a totally different human activity? It just sounds like you're just pulling a fast one here. I mean, his question is good. His question is an interesting logical question. How does your machshava make it more than the thing itself? But his answer is like it's just making recourse to these other frameworks. It just seems forced. The point is, if your machshava is to do Hotzah, the Torah is already koveya, the shear of anacha in Hotzah. And you can't say, I intend to do anacha more than the Torah is koveya that already. If that's your machshava, forget about it. Then you're in trouble, because it's less than the shear, it's not dal dalet. But if your machshava is for some other thing, it could sneak in the back door. Yeah, you're intending that other thing is good, and then if Smigo flips over to us and say it doesn't have to be the shear, because look, it got its significance from that other framework. So it, so to speak, escapes the shear. Okay, but if your machshava is for this malacha itself, then forget about it. You're right. Like now, I think with that money, you can understand this first line, which didn't make any sense unless you read further. He says, "She'en omrim b'machsheras hamalacha atzma." You can't say in the machshava, if you have machshava for the malacha itself, "She'tehei machshava osa osa malacha," that your machshava will make it into a malacha. If you're thinking about doing this thing itself, your machshava can't make it a malacha. "She'en mechashiv haniach v'en omeniach," because you're trying, your machshava is trying to do hanacha, but you're not doing hanacha. So he says, you can't. If you're thinking about this very thing, the Torah already said it's not anacha. So now what, you're trying to do anacha? It's very nice you're trying to, but the Torah said it's not. So it can't be in that malacha itself, you can't make it more than the Torah already defined. But if you go in a roundabout route, that's mahamachshavta works. But that has nothing to do with the hand. And as I said, we said the way it works is because the idea of makom is really just the idea of creating an essential relationship between the location and the object, which could be done objectively, through a dalad dalad, or through the machshavas adam. That because the nature of a relationship makom could be relative to a person. So that's how we were getting around that problem. But I mean, Ramban apparently doesn't like that. I mean, he doesn't like saying that. I mean, like saying there's a fixed system. To say that the makom is like a system which allows for a subjectivity, he doesn't like that. It doesn't work that way. And the only way it works is through this roundabout method, which we don't understand. I just want to put it together, okay? I'm in the same ballpark here as Chaim's going. But I think maybe I could put it together a little bit better. Okay? But it's a whole different idea. A whole different idea in the Ramban. Okay, but I think different, but I think our idea will fit into it. But the Ramban's saying is that you make a mistake. See, the way we were learning, the malachas hotza'ah. See, before you know anything, you think, what does hotza'ah mean? It means carrying, moving a thing. Right, moving. Moving an object from here to there. Relocating, something like that. Relocating it, you know. Now, but so what do we say? What do we say? You need dalad. So what kind of thing is that? What do you need dalad? You're relocating it anyway. So we said, oh, apparently that's not the malacha. Malacha isn't just relocating, but it's where you have an essential din makom in a chafza, and you give it a different din makom, and that's really otzo. Otzo doesn't mean relocating. It means you're changing a characteristic of the chafza, the shame makom. And you're changing its shem makom. It had this shem makom, now it has that shem makom. And everything works around the shem makom. The whole past few weeks, months, I don't even know, we've been trying all sugyas about the shem makom in an object. And achshavei could give it a shem makom, shem achshava, or yodo could have a shem makom, all shem makom. The essence of the malacha was changing the shem makom in the object. Okay, that was the whole thing. That was the malacha. So what's productivity? Changing the shem makom. That's the shem makom. That's the malacha. It has nothing to do with really relocating. Relocating is like a loose way of saying it, but that's just accidental, we said. That's just accidental. But the real malacha is shem makom. Okay. But I guess Rabban doesn't like, if that's the thing, then what do you mean? Subjective shem makom? He just doesn't like that whole thing. And it's not a shem makom. It's not a shem makom. You thought to make it a shem makom, but it's not. He doesn't like that whole thing. Okay. So he says, no, that's not, really, it's not the malacha. The halacha really is hotzah is moving. Okay, relocating an object. So what's the halacha of dalad dalad? Who needs dalad dalad altogether? Right? I mean, there's a halacha, you need dalad dalad. Forgetting about this crazy ashtaray thing, you need dalad dalad. What's that? So he says there's a problem. The problem is, there's a big problem with relocating. In relocating, there's a problem with relocating being a malacha. Because relocating is like, so to speak, it's like tilt-a-bama. Like, what are you doing? You're just moving something? Like, it's not, it lacks as like a maisa malacha. In maisa it lacks. In the maisa malacha it lacks. It's not so much that, not so much because you're not doing it. You're not doing anything. It's not because of the productivity. Like, the other way we learn, it's not productive, because there has to be a shame makom in the chafza, you know? It's a shame makom in the chafza. That was what we were learning previously, and that was the productivity. And the short of makom, there's no productivity in the chafza. He's not learning that that's a din. It's not a din in terms of the productivity. The productivity is that it's location was here and its location was there. You change its location. It's not because it's not this new sophisticated idea of the. It's not a problem in the chafza in the malacha. But he learns the problem of dalad dalad is addressing a different point. Is the maisa. That the maisa has to be a maisa malacha. Okay, a maisa malacha is a certain type of a chashivas of an action. You're doing something. What are you doing? Tilto ba'alma is that's not a, that lacks as a maisa malacha. Okay, lacks as a maisa. Even though it's true, the object changes location. But where's the maisa malacha? Why is it halacha machshava? So it has to be like a certain type of a human involvement in productivity. You know, it's some type of a human activity. And to say that I did a malacha because I just moved the thing, I did tilt of alma, that can't be. Okay, so what then? So how is it malacha? So he says, well, moving, if you have something which had a din makom, he agrees that there is such thing as a din makom. And if you have something which has a din makom, and now you uproot it and give it a new din makom, that's not tilt of alma. That's uprooting and reestablishing objects din makom. When makom does, the role of the din makom is not the din makom per se, but the idea that makes your action a significant activity. It's not just tiltal, but it's redefining the location of an object. That's a sort of that action is a significant action, like moving a refrigerator or something or. It kind of is a bit, you know, cheating a little bit, but it's like you have a refrigerator, it's a real location, and you're just giving it a whole new location. It's like a kfiyas, and that's not just tilt of alma. That's really a human activity of redefining the location of an object. But if it's not dalid al dalid, then the action is like a puny action. You're not doing anything. What are you doing? You're just moving? Moving isn't a tiltal, isn't a maisa malacha. Likes is a maisa malacha. Okay, so far so good? The difference is, I'm going to explain this again in the abstract setting, but you'll see from Achshavei what the difference is. But the difference is it a different, in Malacha there's two things. There's the product in the Chatza, and then there's the Maisa HaMalacha. Okay? Because you need two things. You need a product, but you also need a certain type of an action. Certain action. Like you could argue, let's say Shinoi. Shinoi maybe is a good example. If you do Shinoi, there's nothing wrong with the product. You can accomplish the exact same product. Chatza, the same thing. You got that thing cooked, you got that thing, whatever it is you did, the bottle's open, the chafetz is the same thing, it lacks in the maisa malacha. Maisa malacha with the left hand, kalachayat, is lacks in the maisa malacha. Okay, maisa malacha is a certain profile of a osam malacha. So, but then there's a different thing. Certain types of things, it lack in the product, you know, your accomplishment. There's no product. So according to the way Tosas was learning, the way we were learning until now, what lacks if you do something not dalad al dalad, you know, if you don't dalad al dalad, it lacked in the productivity in the chafza. You haven't accomplished anything because you've changed the location to location. The location is just accidental, and that's not productivity. Productivity isn't just an accidental change of location. It was lacking the productivity in the chafza. That was the way we were learning until now. Okay, but the Ramban says that's not the problem. The problem is not the productivity. Productivity in the chafza, for a reason, not bothered by that. Chatzah, the chatzah was here, and then the chatzah was there. That's fine. That's not a problem. The problem is the maisa hamalacha, the osei hamalacha. What are you doing? You got to be doing something. Just like you do with your left hand, it's not a maisa malacha. Not because there's no product, but because you're not doing anything. So he says, he's moving something, just stop moving something, is not, you're not doing anything. But if you're relocating a chatzah, now you're doing something. Now it's true, I'm bringing the chafza. But the idea is, when a human being is involved in relocating a chafza, that's a different type of a doing. He's really being okay or something. His moving isn't just moving. It's akira. It's akira of the makom of the chafza, and it's a kviyas of the makom of the chafza. It's not just stam, moving. It's not just tilta v'alma. He's really uprooting, and he's being kaveya. It's like this, that in any malacha, there's two things, okay? There's the objective, the goal, which I'm accomplishing, which is the effect in the chafza. I guess you can narrow it down to an effect in the chafza. There's the goal, which the Torah is saying, this goal is a goal which we're saying you can't accomplish. Okay, this is the goal in the chafza, which is changing location, or be making it cooked, or whatever the case may be. But then there's the way in which you accomplish that goal. And the way in which you accomplish that goal has to involve a gavra who's doing something. It has to involve an osei malacha. Okay, so there's the goal, the particular, that's a general idea. That's not particularized. There's an idea of a profile of a human being who's involved in productivity. And that gavra is the human productivity of cooking, of carrying, of baking, of kotzer, whatever it is. There's an idea of a certain type of a human activity called productive actions. There's a certain profile of a person where he's engaged in productivity, and then there's the profligate and got nothing. He's just moving around, just walking, whatever. It's two types of profiles of human being. But that profile of human being is very nice. You can be involved in a profile of human being, but not anything that I'm involved in that profile of human being is defined as lam tas malachas. So the Torah is saying that there's certain results, when that profile of human being is involved in it bringing about certain results which the Torah sets up, cooking an object, moving the change in location object, whatever it is, saying those are that's malachas Shabbos. Okay. So there's the result in the chafza, and then there is, but it can't be malacha just because you brought about that result, like shinoi. That's exactly the shinoi. Shinoi means where you bring about the result, but you're not bringing it about through the gav reho samalacha. The gav reho samalacha, if you're doing something left-handedly, backhandedly, that's not the profile. The chafza reached its realization, and that's true. But you reached it in a manner whereby you were doing nothing. You were doing clumsiness, and clumsiness isn't also malacha. So there's two frameworks. But there was a malacha done. There's the Torah labeled cooking as a significant result of malacha. True, but when it's done through a osa gavra osa malacha, because you need both frameworks. You need the result which the Torah endorsed as being significant, but it has to be done through an osa malacha. So there's two frameworks. Okay. So here. I'm saying is that the malacha, so the Torah is saying is if the object gets a new location, that's the result, which the Torah is saying is you can't do. And that's the result. In the Torah. Even though it's geruah, really haven't done anything, but the Torah is saying, I don't care, it's geruah. It's asr anyways. What's the big deal? The Torah is asr. It's asr. That is the result which the Torah is saying is you can't do. The result of getting the object from here to there, that's the result which is as a din malacha. But that result can only be asar, or can only be malacha if there's an osa malacha. If you accomplish that result through a gavra who's an osa malacha. Just like if I do with a shinoi, if I accomplish the result through a shinoi, it's not defined as malacha, I'm not chayev, not over the deraisa. If I accomplish that result through a tiltal ma'alma, I'm not doing anything. I'm accomplishing the result exactly. And Shino, you are also. But there's a profile which comes before the Torah's Koveya the Malachas. There's a profile of a human being's involvement in Malacha. That's a kind of a human involvement where you're doing something significant. And you have to look, the profile exists prior to the particular Malachas. Are you involved in the human productivity? So a guy who's doing, just moving things, is not human productivity. Now, that doesn't mean moving things is never human productivity. If you're swinging a baseball bat, maybe you could minimize it to moving things, but if you're swinging a baseball bat and the guy's throwing the ball and you're hitting the ball and a home run, you're involved in any human activity. You're involved in playing baseball. So it's just because moving could be tiltal ma'alma, or it could be something more significant than that, depending on the context. So if I just move a thing an inch, a random thing, which is no kfias, is on a non-stable location, and I just move it a little bit, so you can't say I'm involved in human activity, of human osias malacha. But if an object is fixed, and again, in a firm example, if an object is like glued in its place, and I uproot that, and I move it and give it a different kvias, so now I'm involved in a different activity. Even though mechanically it may be the same thing, like I said, mechanically swinging a bat, and batting practice, swinging a bat, and playing baseball are mechanically the same activity. But a human being in malacha, in one of them you're involved in two different actions. And that's the whole beauty of malacha. I mean, in malacha, that's the way man does malacha. Certain actions, depending on the context in which I do the action, it could be putting a thing in an oven, if the oven's on fire, is cooking. If putting a thing in the oven's not on fire, is nothing. I'm not doing anything. So the whole idea of human productivity is to do the right mechanical moves at the right time in the right situation and thereby accomplish something. You know, borer, you could say it's tilta ba'alma, or you could say it's borer. I mean, it depends on most malachas are tilta ba'alma, but if you're involved with activities, human activities are affected by the situation. So if a thing is kavua and I'm moving it, it's not tilta ba'alma anymore. Now it's uprooting and redefining nukvias. So the activity is significant. Like I was asking, is that if you just move something, which is from gimel to gimel to gimel, let's say, why are you not over? So is it the way we were previously learning is because you didn't accomplish a change in the shame makom of the chafza, and the you haven't accomplished. You're lacking the accomplishment idea of malacha. That's not what the Ramban's about. That's not the Ramban's, because then achshavei yield can't help. But it's not because of that. That's fine. In terms of the accomplishment, it's a different place. That's the malacha. It's garua. That's the malacha. But it's lacking is because it's not a. It's like shinoi. It's not a oseh hamalacha. Just moving something is not a nasiyah samal. It's not the gabra of a profile of a human being involved in productivity. He's just moving something. But if it's in a makam dalal al dalet, it's like it's glued down, it has its stability. Now when a human being moves it, he's uprooting the kfiyas and recoveying it. That's a different human activity. Because the chafza, but not just because the line that Torah said is defined as otzah, but because of the human being's activities, it's a different type of human activity. He's involved in moving, like movers. Movers are, you can argue, they're not just tiltable alma guys. They're moving. What are they doing? They're just picking a thing up and putting it down. But there's so human activity tiltal could be different depending on the framework. You wouldn't just say it's they're just moving things around. No, they're moving me. You know, so moving is moving and there's moving. Okay, so therefore what? So with this in mind, it could be this Ramban is a move. Okay, the Ramban saying is that see in the human framework. So now we're saying is this, so you need the Maisa, the human productivity of moving. Okay, the human activity of Malacha of Hotzah. Okay, because again, Hotzah is very nice in terms of the Chafza, but you have to have the person involved in a productivity. So that could be accomplished so to say, in two ways. Directly and indirectly. Okay, which means like this. Sometimes a person is involved in Hotza'a Lishma, so to speak. He's moving. Okay? Hotza'a is like an ends in its own right. Like if you move your house, you move. Moving truck, you're moving. That's a kind of human productivity, moving. But sometimes see moving could be like a chelak of a different category of human productivity. Moving is oftentimes a chelak of other human frameworks of productivity. Like feeding your dog. Feeding your dog is a productive human activity. You're not just moving, you're doing something. But you can't feed your dog without moving objects, food, to the dog's mouth, putting it in a new place. I mean, you could that a chelak of feeding your dog is moving. So, but that's one type that their moving is as a component of something greater. And you can't say the moving is insignificant. Of course it's significant. That's a chelak of feeding a dog. Feeding a dog is significant. Feeding a dog inevitably involves moving. So the moving is significant. Migu that it's significant as insofar as feeding a dog, that's a significant human activity and therefore as a shem malacha. But then you could be where you're not feeding a dog, you're not doing anything other than simply picking up an object and giving it a new location. Now that, I'm doing moving lishma. So if it's just tiltul alma, if it had no kvias and I'm just taking a thing and just moving it over, then I'm not doing any activity. If it had kvias and I uproot it and I give it a new kvias, then the moving lishma gets the chashivas and it's defined as an asiyas malach. So there's two different ways. So dalet al dalet is insofar as I'm doing moving lishma. I'm involved in moving. Now, is this activity of moving, is it significant moving, or is it just time till the bomb? So the way you measure it is if it's dalal dalet. If it's not dalal dalet, that's an insignificant moving. Your achshavei, it's very nice, but that's insignificant moving. There's a kfiyas, there's a shir, it's defined through the shem makom, which is dalal al dalet, and that gives a significant moving. But then if you're doing moving, if you're doing another activity, and moving is a component of the other activity, then it's significant, it gains significance through, via, the activity which it's a component of. And then you can't say, you're just doing tiltum alma, that's just insignificant, nothing. That is how you feed a dog. And that's dako feeding a dog. It's the only way to feed a dog. It's the only way to cook. It's the only way to urinate. It's the only way to spit. Is moving, part of these activities, which is significant activities, are moving the object, and therefore I'm involved in the human productivity. An afmin would be like our case of the moving a ring from one ring box to another ring box. So according to the way we learned, achshavei means where you want it in this location and nowhere else. That's Tosis line. So you want it in the ring box, you don't want it anywhere else. So that's a din makom, and therefore you're giving it a din makom, and it changes din makom, and that's malacha. But the Ramban doesn't learn achshavei that way. Ramban learns achshavei means where you're doing some other subjective activity, and this is a component of that. So there you're going to say he doesn't go for that. He doesn't hold by a subjective din makom. Din makom is defined objectively, dalal dalal, that's it. You can't start going from item to item to item, and there's no subjective din makom. It's not the way he learns achshavei. He's saying achshavei means where the action, it's not in terms of din makom, it's in terms of the action. When the action gains significance as a chelek of something else, so then it gets as din malacha. So yeah, that's enough, Mina. But that's fact. That's not my svar. That's just factual. That's just in the Ramban. He's not learning. He doesn't like that whole thing. It's a huge difference. I mean, the Ramban's a big, whole different framework. Just so even though the Ramban's very different, your average case is going to be the same according to the Ramban. Because your average case is that the Hotsa'ah gains significance, the action is significant, because you're involved in relocating or redefining the kfiyas of the object, which comes about through an akira and anacha from a makom dalad to a makom dalad. So the way the action is significant is through the relocating the chafta. So in your normal case, it ends up being the same thing, but the reason why you need it, according to everyone else, is because that's the productivity, according to Ramban, is because that's necessary to make a ma'aseh malacha. The nafkamin is only going to be in the achshavei cases. You know what I mean? So that's why it's not going to be different practice. It's not going to be very different practically, but becomes different when you get to the case of achshavei, how it works. They're going to each reject, I guess, each other's achshavei. I guess. I mean, even, I guess, the Ramban would similarly reject the achshavei. I'm sorry, Tosafot would reject the achshavei of the Ramban. Like, if you're doing some other activity, but you don't want it to be there specifically, I'm sure you could create a case where it's going to be, there probably is a case. I have to think a little bit. But I'm sure you create a case where it's the opposite also. I mean, they don't reject each other's achshavei. Good. I mean, the Ramban, you're going to have to learn the right. Everything else we learn in terms of productivity. But the Ramban is going to turn the mice. It's good, because the Ramban said it's a svara, the whole thing of dalal dalal. Remember that? The Ramban, we explained it differently, but he said it's a svara. It's good, because he's saying it's not malacha. It's not osim malacha. So it's very nice to always say hotzah, but how can you have it's not dalal, there's no osim malacha. See, according to the way, according to everyone else, that really the hotzah is moving it. Oh, but now, where's the limud, which teaches you that it's not any moving, but it's only this kind of moving? Mikomo, aliyatish mikomo, or mishkan, or, you know what I mean? Like, those who are like, you have to limit the productivity to serve of a certain type. But according to Ramban, he's saying, forget that. It's just, it's not malacha. Where's malacha? If you're not picking it up, it's not malacha. That's his framework. And maybe it would be good if we could think of, remember, he differentiated between akira and achi, that was also a misfar. Maybe we could think about it, why that's the case.
Like Pluto?
Yeah, like Kluta. He said the thing is that's also a svar to say that, yeah, like Kluta, like Kira Nacha, he differentiated. It wasn't because of any limudim. He didn't like that also.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I didn't think about it, but I'm just saying it's mistaba. I mean, we tried to explain in our framework, but we didn't have the right framework. I'm just saying you probably go back to our framework. The reason why you have this by this malach and not other malachas is because, for lots of reasons, but at least in one regard, is because of the fact that moving is a so naturally its own activity, yet it's also an integral component of every other activity. You know, so it naturally finds itself in two different frameworks, and therefore the chashivos of it. It's very good. The lashon chashivos, achshavei and malacha. And the chashivos of it could come via itself because it's moving in a chashiva way because it had kviyos, or it could come via its being a component of a greater activity, a different activity which is significant. It was makom. This was a little funny because if you look back for a second, what does the Gemara say? It's machshav to mashvilei makom. Right? That sounds a little bit like Tosis, not like the Ramban.
Right.
That's why it's like Ramban had to say the word makom once because the Gemara says the word makom. I mean, it's not it sounds like he said it one time and then you said okay, he's like the Gemara, and then he just went on a different track. So what does it mean? Machshav to mashvilei makom.
Machshav is like his action that he wants to accomplish. Machshav
right,
makes
exactly
his makom.
Right. That is, that in terms of the action, he's really, there's the action is, the significant action of moving is where you're giving it, you're really, it's not tilta ba'alma, and then you're really giving it a location. But you could give it a location per se, because this is a kvias, like a din makom, or it could be a makom vis-a-vis feeding a dog, that's the makom, the mouth of the dog, vis-a-vis the activity of feeding a dog, the mouth is makom. It's not objectively makom, but in action, it's an action of giving it, of not just toldo alma, but of giving it a location. But not an objective location, a location relative to the action of feeding.
It still sounds better according to
Tosos. Yeah, it sounds better. It already sounds better than Tosos. But he didn't like the idea, so I mean, he can't, you know. Sounds better is the, you know, is the minor consideration. It's like he says, when you're feeding the dog, he didn't say makom anymore. It's like, think of the reason why he's doing that is because he's trying to show you that he means makom in the framework of the ma'aseh. You know, that's the way he's doing it. It's not all the way he does it. Talks about it by saying makom and then just says v'chein, and now he just forgets the word makom again and he keeps talking in terms of the ma'aseh. That's what he means. I mean, the Gemara's are loose like that. I mean, you can't hold on to Lashon. I mean, I know we learned it that way because it sounds that way, but they're much bigger stretches than Rishonim, you know what I mean? They're not afraid to stretch a Gemara. I mean, it's not such a stretch. I mean, the Gemara's, you don't know if the Gemara's talking like Dafka or Lav, Dafka like Chaim, like your other point about the Yadosh Oda Chashuva, Lo, Kedalar Al Dalar. If you want to emphasize Lo, it has something to do with him and his Da, you know? But you see, the Ramban's learning, it means because, the Rambam, sorry, the Pirshman is learning because of the stability of the thing. You know? It's something to do with him per se. So, I mean, it's hard to know whether things are Dafka and meant to be Medaik, or they're just, that's the way of talking. You know? It's hard to know that. You can't, without thinking, you can't go, you know, you have to see other Rishonim. Here's the other Rishonim learn it and understand the way they're learning it. And it's hard for us to do, you know, because we don't know how to be Medayik, you know. Especially in Gemara. I mean, the Rambam, for instance, is written in a way to be Meduyak. But even so, I've heard Rabbi say a number of times, those are kind of hard, it's hard to yukim to make. Sometimes, like, you have to have a sensitivity, because sometimes I know guys try to make a diak. Say, why did Rambam say like this? I've heard him say a number of times that you can't.
Not every time.
You can't always have to know style a little bit. And not every single thing that you could be Medayik means it's a diak. Even the Rambam, who's written to be Medayik, doesn't mean every single word is there's such a thing as a just a style. So that's what it's hard to know, you know. Just to explain, the way we learn to maybe to answer Ramon's question is that, like, if you learn the idea of makom means dalal al dalal, then it's very hard to say that machshava creates the din dalal al dalal, because I mean the dalal al dalal dalal. But we learn that the essential idea of makom means it's an essential relation between the object and the location, and that really essentially comes through das machshavas adam. That's who renders the essential the relation of essential. But even if you don't have machshava, the Torah said, if it's dalal dalal, then it also has it. But it's not pshat that the machshava makes it like dalal dalal. I mean, the machshava is even greater. That is the primary idea of makom. And dalal dalal is just, it's because it's like objectively that which your machshava does. But I mean, the Ramban doesn't like involving the subjectivity altogether. That's what he doesn't like. And the chafetz, the shem makom, he doesn't like it. And the ma'isa ha'malacha, the gavra zasiyah, and their subjectivity is involved. That he understands. Because that's a good, a better framework to have it involved. Sure, according to Tosvos, it's automatically, since the makom is defined through machshava defines it as a makom, so therefore the action is going to be productive. So therefore it's going to be a ma'isa malacha. It's going to turn out that he's not bothered by the ma'isa problem, because once it has a shem of productivity in terms of the chafetz, so, and it really has a din of uprooting the kviyas and the chavtza and recoveying it through the subjective din makom. So therefore, it's always that activity. It's always seeming the activity. So he'll agree, you know, agree that you need that, but that's not the problem in the sugya, according to him. But never mind, that is the problem in the sugya.
Right.
But according to us, that just memela comes along with the productivity.